The electrical and communication workers' contracts end August 2nd. Don Tremontozzi, president of the union representing the communication workers, says Fairpoint is demanding a lot of concessions, including the ability to outsource jobs that are currently union only.
The company wants the ability to contract any and all work and all job titles whenever they want.
In a statement, Fairpoint says the company has no plans to reduce wages of existing employees. However, the statement goes on to call the current union benefit plans out of sync with the mainstream. Fairpoint acquired Verizon's Northern New England operation 6 years ago. They then filed for bankruptcy in 2009 and cut about 500 jobs. If the members vote in favor of a strike authorization, and if negotiations don't improve, a strike could begin as early as August 2nd.